Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim Daf Samachet Amud Bet, and we're about to analyze and tackle the explicit disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva about violating a shvut on Shabbat in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Mayim Shchita. So Rabbi Eliezer's first point was, if Shchita, which is a Doraita, is trumped. In order to bring the Pesach, then certainly carrying the animal, etc., which are only a shvut, the way he presents it, would violate. In the course of the argument, Rabbi Yoshua pointed out issues about Ochal Nefesh, preparation on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Eliezer's counter was, that is Rishut and this is Mitzvah. So the secret behind that is that Rabbi Yeshua's position was Simchat Yom Tov Nam Mitzvah, that celebrating on Yom Tov and eating and everything else is also Mitzvah, and yet we don't violate a Shvut in order to do that if it's not directly food preparation. Tan Rabbi Eliezer, Me'ein Lo Ladam B'Yom Tov Ela Ochel B'Shoteh O Yoshev B'Shoneh. Rabbi Eliezer said Yom Tov is one of two extreme experiences, either eating and drinking or sitting and learning. Shomer Chalkeu, he said, no, you divide it. Chetzio l'achila u'shtiya, chetzio l'beit ha-midrash. Half the time is eating and drinking, half the time is studying. V'yamar b'yochanan, shem mikra achad darshu. They're both riffing off of the same pasuk. Katuv achad omer atzeret l'adonai lohecha. In describing the seventh day of Pesach, it's called atzeret l'ashem. Katuv achad omer atzeret tiyalachem. In the context of the last day of Sukkot, it says, atzeret tiyalachem, for you. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Okul Hashem, Okul Lachem. That means you have two options. Either celebrate fully for God, praying and studying, or for you, and feasting and eating and drinking. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chalkeu. He says, no, the Pasuk is telling you to give part to each. Chetzio Hashem, Chetzio Lachem. Good. Everybody agrees that Shavuot, there must be some component of Lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, you must have that. It's a very happy day because the day the Torah was given. Shabbat certainly needs Lachem. There's a mitzvah in Divrei Nevi'im of pleasure. Rav Yosef, Akom Odim, but Purim Dvainin Amelechem, Purim certainly needs Lachem, Maitama, Yumei Mishtev Simchaktiv Bey. When describing the original celebration, it says, days of feasting and rejoicing. Marbred Ravina, Kula Shata Vyati Batanita, used to fast very often during the year. Levar Meir Tsarta, but Puraya Mali Yom Kippur. 3 days he wouldn't fast, were Shavuot and Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeret Y, Mishnah Botor, as we said. Puraya Mishtev Simchaktiv, as we said. Mali Yom Kippur, why would he make sure to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? The Tanichia Barav Midifti, but Yitam Nafshot Echem Nishalach Chodesh Ba'erev, and it says you fast on the 9th at night. V'chibat Shav Mitanin V'alo Asiri Mitanin, very famous drasha. We don't fast on the 9th, fast on the 10th. Malachah Kol Ochel V'Shoteh B'Tish'abo, anybody who eats and drinks on the 9th and then fasts on the 10th. Malachatuv Ki'ilu Itanem T'shiyav Yisari, it's as if you fasted both days. So his eating on the Erev Yom Kippur was like a fast. Rav Yosef B'Yoma Da'atzarta Amar. And on Shavuot, he would say, Avdili Egla Tilta, make a big fat calf for me, to his servants. Amar Ilo Hayoma de Kogarim, Kama Yosef Ikabashuka. He said, after all, if it weren't for today, I'd be just a regular guy. You know, what makes me special is Torah. Today's the day of Torah, so I should celebrate. Rav Sheshet Kotlatin Yom Rahadile Talmud. Rav Sheshet used to review his learning. Remember, Rav Sheshet, like Rav Yosef, was blind. He used to review all of his learning, Baal Peh, every 30 days. V'tali v'kai b'ibar d'dash v'yamar. And then he would stand there and lean against the door and say, when he'd finished, Chadoi nafshoi, my soul should rejoice. Lech korai lech tanoa. Right? I've read and I've reviewed my Mishnah. Eini v'amar abalazar amalei Torah l'un kamu shemayim v'aretz. So what do you mean? If it weren't for the Torah, the heavens wouldn't exist. Famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu. If it weren't for my brit day and night, then all the laws of heaven and earth wouldn't last. So the answer is, when you first start studying, you're studying on your own behalf, for yourself, and then later it's you're keeping the world alive. Going back to our original point, Rabbi Eliezer said that Yom Tov is Rishut and not mitzvah, which was as counted Rabbi Yeshua. Eat lepircha, you could challenge it. Uma yom tov shitirba malacha shal reshut. On yom tov, you're allowed, the Torah says you could do malacha, and according to Allah, that's for reshut, eating and drinking. Lo itir shvut she'ima, but it still is not matir a shvut with it, if the shvut's not directly related to food preparation. Shabbat leitir by el malacha shel mitzvah. On Shabbat, all we're allowed to do is malacha if it's a mitzvah, like shechita of the Pesach. So then the shvut that comes with it certainly shouldn't be permitted. Lezer's answer would be shvut mitzvah adiflei. A shvut that is involved in the mitzvah is stronger, like carrying the animal. Tanya Lezer mali im dachu machshir mitzvah shel achar shechita ta Shabbat. If machshir mitzvah that happened after shechita or doche Shabbat, because you've already done the mitzvah. So certainly those things beforehand, like carrying the animal there, the shvut afterwards, like washing it, or like cleaning out the innards, is docha. Certainly the stuff beforehand to make it be able to get ready by carrying it there, bringing it out from the tchum. Rabbi Kiva demali. Im dachu machshir mitzvah shelachar shchita ta Shabbat, shrei docha shchita ta Shabbat. After all those things after shchita that are doche are because shchita was doche Shabbat. Toma itchum machshir mitzvah shlefnei shchita et Shabbat shlo dachta shchita ta Shabbat. You can't then use that argument to talk about things before shchita because shchita hasn't yet come and pushed Shabbat away that it could go on its coattails. It's an interesting take of Rabbi Kiva. Davar acher, Rabbi Kiva continues. Shema yimtsa zavach pasul. Perhaps you might say zavach pasul. Maybe after you get to that, you bring it, and you carry it. Turns out the animal's pasul. Zavachal to Shabbat l'mfrei, and then you were mechalal Shabbat. So that's why it would only work after shechita. So yachem ishchat nami lo shechat. The argument then is, then you shouldn't be able to shech. Shema yimtsa zavach pasul and zavachal to Shabbat l'mfrei. Maybe after you shecht it, you'll find that the animal was pasul. So the answer is that the argument went in the opposite order. First, Rabbi Akiva said, you may find a psul. So Rabbi Elazar's answer back was, well, that would be true even after shechita. So then he used the other one, which is that if it's pre-shechita, there hasn't yet been a shechita to be matirit. Okay, and then Rabbi Akiva turned around and said, hazah tochiach. Tanu rolo amar lo Rabbi Elazar. Elazar's answer was Akiva. So, you have already answered me about shchita by saying that, and he wasn't happy with it. You've already given this answer, so that should really be where things end. I'm Rabbi Rebbe, I'll tachpireni b'shat ha-din. Don't push me off, and don't ignore what you taught me. Lo lichpor, don't deny what you taught me. You have already taught me hazaah shvuti, that hazaah of mechatat is a shvut. We don't do it on Shabbat. So why did Rabbi Elazar change his mind if he's the one who taught Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Elazar only taught Rabbi Kiva about hazaah de truma, meaning doing hazaah on a coin so that he could eat truma that night. The truma gufalo dachya Shabbat. After all, there's no mitzvah to eat truma that Shabbat pushes away. But for Pesach, he would allow it. Rabbi Kiva namik yotve hazad a truma otve. And that's where Rabbi Kiva answered it from. She mitzvah b'mishum shvut. And his point was, there's a mitzvah involved in becoming tahor to be able to eat truma, and it's only a shvut that gets in the way. We still don't do it on Shabbat. And Rabbi Elazar thought that Rabbi Kiva was coming back to him with hazad a Pesach and saying, I never said that, because he never did say that. Meitiv Rabba, so Rabba challenged him. Shiv Rabbi Kiva Amar Hazad, Tmei Meitochiach, Shachal Shvi Shalol Liyot, B'Shabbat V'Yar Pesach, Shemitzvah B'Mishum Shvut, Zohat HaShabbat. Rabbi Kiva explicitly said it's about Pesach, not about Truma. Vada Hazad HaPesach Agmerei. Certainly Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Kiva about Hazad HaPesach. Yachad Agmerei, Maitama Kaparich Le Rabbi Eliezer. So why did Rabbi Eliezer challenge him about his own, about when Rabbi Kiva quoted him back to him? That's a Gemore Yit Akirle. The answer is he forgot what he had taught, or what he learned. So Akiva lied Korei Gemara, and Rabbi Akiva came to remind him. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva just say explicitly, you taught us? The answer is, it's not nice, it's a little bit lack of kavod to do behave that way, so Rabbi Akiva did not. Okay, now let's go to the issue itself. Why can't you do hazaa on Shabbat? What's the big deal about sprinkling some water with ashes in it on Shabbat that's going to tire somebody? It's just carrying some things. So at least for the Pesach, we should be able to do it if the fellow's seventh day is on the Yodalad. This is Rabba Lashitato about Lulav and Megillah and Shofar. We're concerned that he's going to carry this water for a moat, evidently to ask some other expert coin, how do you do the Hazaat? Rabbi Eliezer Nabre, but Rabbi Eliezer should be fine with that. Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir Mitzvah, Dochenet Shabbat. We saw it famously in the 19th parak of Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer says, Machshir Mitzvah, Dochenet Shabbat. So you can cut wood to make a fire to boil the water in order to have a brit milah on Shabbat, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Amri, Hani, Mili Hecha de Gavra Gufechazi. He said, even Rabbi Eliezer will say, only Machshir Mitzvah will only work when the man himself is fit. Verami Chiyuvalin, he's already Chayav. The guy is Tamei now, so he's not really Chayav in Pesach that we're going to then violate Shabbat in order to make him ready. So he challenged him and said, Katan Bari Machamin Lochamin Lohavarotolim Ulob Shabbat. If you have a kid who's 8 days on Shabbat, you could heat up water, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to give him a brit on Shabbat, a chazilei. But Katan Cholah Ein Machamin Lochamin Lohavarotolim Ulob. But if the kid's sick, we can't heat up water in order to heal him and make him able to do milah because the kid's not fit to the chazilei. It's a little strange. So Amar Rav, he said, V'ibarihu lama lechamin lahavoto, but it doesn't make sense. Because if the kid's sick, you said you can't do it, but if the kid's healthy, then he doesn't need the hot water. Amar Rav, kol cholin hein etzel milah. The answer is, relative, in the context of milah, everybody's considered a chole. Chad katan b'chavri, chad katan chole. Whether the katan himself is otherwise healthy or not. Ein machamin lochamin lahavoto, lo b'shabbat, da'lo chazi. So therefore, he would say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't heat up water for anybody because he's not yet fit, just like you can't do Haza'at. Eitere Abaye, Arel Shalomal, Enosh Karet, Karet Rebbe Eliezer. If you have an Arel who doesn't do Pesach, he gets Karet. Now, V'acha V'gavra Gufa L'chazi, but according to what you said, since he's not fit, Uktani Enosh Karet, Amar Rami Chiyuv Ale. So you see that even though he's not fit, the Chiyuv's on him and he's Chayav, and therefore how can you say that we wouldn't violate Shabbat to help him out because he's not Chayav? It's not true. The answer is because Rabbi Eliezer holds that you do not do Zrika for somebody who's Tameh, even a Tameh Sheretz, if his day is on the 14th, you can't do Zrika for him for later that night. So therefore, the Hazaah is not going to help at all because this guy can't be included in the Korban. And he said, any circumstance that an individual gets pushed to Pesach Sheni, if the community has that tuma, then they all do it b'tuma. Chomelta d'ita b'tzibur, ita b'yachid. Anything that applies to the tzibur has to do with the yachid. Chomelta leita b'tzibur, leita b'yachid. If not, then not. So therefore, arelu t'iku leitzibur, arelim ninu. Let's say that the whole Am Yisrael were arelim, like in Yeshua's time for a little bit. We tell everybody, do Brit Milah and do Pesach. We don't say everybody could do Pesach pa'arlut. So the individual too, we say, Kum mahol v'avid pischa, you've got to do Pesach. V'lo mahol v'avid, no, it's karet, and if not, you're chayav karet, you're responsible for that. But Tuma, on the other hand, if the whole tzibur is tamei, we do not do hazah on them, and neither do we also come to them and say, you're off till Pesach sheni, alavdi b'tuma, you do the Pesach b'tuma. So Yachinami Patur, so therefore the individual is also Patur, which now brings us back to the point of saying that the individual who didn't have Haza'ah is indeed Patur, unlike the individual who's an Arel, who's Chayav, because of this calculus of that which the Tzibur, that if it was true among the Tzibur, they would bring it that way without being fixed, then that means the individual is Patur. But if the community would not be able to do it that way, like if they're all Arelim, then that means the individual is Chayav. So he turned him and said, Pesach Sheni, think about this. Pesach Sheni, Delete B'tzibur V'ita B'yachid. Pesach Sheni only applies to individuals. We'll see that forcefully in the ninth parak. Shani Hatam Da'avad L'tzibur B'rishon. That's different because the Tzibur did it B'rishon. So Meitave, watch this challenge. Yachol O Yeh Anosh Karet El Shayat Tahor Shlayev Der Chokah. I might think the only guy who gets Karet is somebody who was Tahor and not far away during Pesach Rishon and refused to do Pesach Rishon, just didn't do it. Arel Utmei Sheretz V'Shar Kol Utmei Imenayin. How do I know that somebody's Arel or otherwise Tamei? How do I know that they are also Chayav Karet? Meaning if they don't do Pesach Rishon, they don't take advantage of Pesach Sheni. Tamalom Ra'ish, anybody. And since the answer came from Tmei Sheretz, Kasavra ain't Shochtim and Zorkin al Tmei Sheretz. Therefore, we do not include a Tmei Sheretz in the Korban. Shochtim and Zorkin al Tmei Sheretz, Lama Leila Durei Ale, Hainu Tahor. Then he's the same thing as a Tahor. Why mention Tmei Sheretz is unique? Amafa Gavdul Chazi Chiyuv Ale. So therefore, you see, even though he's not fit and cannot participate, he's still considered Chayav. And therefore, would be liable for Karet if he didn't take advantage of Tzev Pesach Sheni. Vagav deleiti b'tzibur ita b'yachid. And even though there is no such thing with tzibur, because there's no such thing as the tzibur being tmei sheretz, and as a result of that, bringing a petuma, nonetheless, it does apply to a yachid. So therefore, you see that the calculus of anything that's b'tzibur is b'yachid, and if not, not is not true. The answer is, Rabbi Elazar says, you do shchit on Zrika for a Tmei Sheretz, who went to the mikvah, and that night will be Tahor. And you could do it for a Tmei Meit on his seventh day. So therefore, Hazar l'may, l'achila, why are you doing Hazar? You're doing Hazar to allow him to eat. Meaning, let's say there's a Tmei Meit, and he had Hazar on the third day, and he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, but he didn't yet have Hazar. That means that really, you could bring the korban on his behalf, but he can't eat because he didn't do azar. Achil psachim ma'akvah, blazers of the opinion, we're going to see more about this later, that eating the Pesach's not ma'akev, you're still yotze without that. So therefore, I'm not going to allow you to do, I understand, that's the reason why he originally taught Rabbi Akiva, you can't do azar because there's really no purpose for it that's necessary. So that's the case, but the Pesach was nishchat, for not its eaters, meaning people are not going to be eating it, because this guy's not eating it. That's the olo chlav means for somebody who can't eat it because he's sick or old. This guy is fit for it, he's able to eat it, he just needs a halachic fix to be able to do it, which we didn't give him. Okay. What was Rabbi Akiva's rule at the end? Any machshirim that you could do Erev Shabbat are not docha Shabbat, but shechita that wants to be done on that day is. That's what we followed. We have the famous rule in the 19th parak of Shabbat. So therefore, you could do the milah itself on Shabbat because it can't be done the day earlier, but not heating up the wood, not carrying the knife, and all those other things. And Rav there said also Halacha Rabbi Akiva. So why do you have to say it twice? Utsricha. The Ashminim Gav Pesach, if he said it in our context, would say Hatam, or really Hacha, Ud Machshar Mishurim Mitzvah Lulachu Shabbat. I understand why Machshirim, and not Docha Shabbat, Mishum Lulu Nichotu Allah Shalosh Vesvei Britot. Because Pesach may not be as important as Milah, because Milah, the 13 times in Parshat Lech Lech says Briti. So then I wouldn't know that we rule like Rabbi Akiva in Mila, and would think we do all the machshirim because we got to do Mila on time. And if we only learn about Mila, we said because there is no karet in Mila because the kid doesn't get karet and the father doesn't karet. Who gets karet? A kid when he grows up. Pesach, there's an immediate karet right now on not doing the Pesach. So maybe we wouldn't look Rabbi Akiva and we'd allow you to do machshirim that could have been done yesterday. Tzricha, and that's why we need both. I'll go pause this point. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah Gimel and Dalad together describing Chagigat Arba Asar in the next podcast. Interpretation. Have a wonderful day.